My name is Ketsia Aurelien, K-E-T-S-I-A-A-U-R-E-L-I-E-N. I'm a nurse practitioner. This dictation is for Randy Hord, R-A-N-D-Y-H-O-R-D, and was dictated on October 21st, 2022. Number one, chronic kidney disease, stage four. This CKD is likely related to nephrosclerosis associated with diabetes, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and the aging process, period. Cardiorenal syndrome, secondary to coronary artery disease, that is post-quadruple bypass on 4/21/19. Is part of the differentials, period. The most recent kidney functions reveal a BUN of 44 from 40, creatinine of 2.58 from 2.41, and a GFR of 27 from 29. The kidney functions have been steadily declining over the past few visits. The baseline GFR was in the 30s, which at the time placed the patient at a stage of 3B, but this has since progressed to stage 4, period. There is significant subnephrotic range proteinuria, which has also increased since the last visit. The patient's baseline was non-selective proteinuria of 1 gram, but this has significantly increased to 2.9 grams. At the last visit, it was 2.6 grams, period. This increase in proteinuria and further deterioration in kidney and the kidney functions have occurred despite his administration of Kerendia, K-E-R-E-N-D-I-A. There is no evidence of activity in the urinary sediments, and he denies any urinary symptoms, period. Upon review of the medical records, there is no noted workup of nephritis. So we will order a nephritis workup to rule out other potential causes of this subnephrotic range proteinuria, such as autoimmune disorders, vasculitis, gammopathies, and so on, period. We may consider following up with a renal biopsy for conclusive determination of the decreased kidney functions and worsening proteinuria, period. The patient denies any symptoms. He is euvolemic and has very well-controlled diabetes and blood pressures, period. Next line, type 2 diabetes mellitus with hemoglobin A1C of 7.8%. He follows with Hannah Campbell, APR and endocrinologist, period. Per the patient, his A1C has significantly improved from 11% and is currently stable at 7.8%. He is following the recommended regimen as prescribed by endocrinology, period. Next line. Iron deficiency anemia. The patient's HNH is 8.6 and 26%, and his iron saturation is 21%. He follows currently at the Florida Cancer Center with Dr. Riaz, R-I-A-Z, and receives Procrit injections as well as iron infusions on a regular basis, period. He states that Dr. Riaz proposed performing a bone marrow biopsy for further evaluation of the persistent iron deficiency anemia, period. They have not decided on an exact date for the bone marrow biopsy yet, and it is still pending, period. Next line, hyperuricemia, which has remained under control with the administration of hyperuricemia, which has remained under control, period. We will order a uric acid level, period. Next line, proteinuria, as previously mentioned in number one. We will order a nephritis workup for further evaluation. Next line, coronary artery disease, that is post CABG, C-A-B-G, / quadruple bypass on April 21st, 2019. He follows with Dr. Nguyen, W-I-N, cardiologist, and has an upcoming appointment, period. Next line, vitamin D deficiency, continue with the vitamin D3, 2,000 units daily supplementation. Next line, diabetic retinopathy. He receives Eylea eye injections, E-Y-L-E-A, on a regular basis. Next line, pancytopenia. He follows with hematology. Next line, we will reevaluate this case in 2 months with laboratory workup. End.